Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. All Bible students are familiar with the Old Testament's regulations concerning the Sabbath. The Ten Commandments included God's demands for keeping the Sabbath. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall you labor and do all your work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall not do any work, you nor your son nor your daughter, your manservant nor your maidservant nor your cattle, nor your stranger that is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord God made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Exodus 20:8-11. Every faithful Jew kept the Sabbath, just as the Lord demanded. Those who did not observe the Sabbath had to pay the consequences. Did you know that the Lord also arranged a Sabbath of years? Moses explains what was involved. And 6 years you shall sow your land, and shall gather in the fruits thereof. But the seventh year you shall let it rest and lie still, that the poor of your people may eat, and what they leave the beasts of the field shall eat. In like manner you shall deal with your vineyard and with your olive yard. Exodus 23:10-11. Liberal theologians have attempted to attach some mystical explanation to the Lord's regulations concerning the Sabbath of years. But there is no reason for doing that. What the Bible says concerning this unusual arrangement should be adequate for those who love and honor the Word of God. Modern scientists have known for many years that land can be used so many years in a row that its fertility is depleted. Before the advent of commercial fertilizers, many farmers cultivated their fields 5 or 6 or more years in a row, and then would allow the fields to be fallow for some time. When I grew up on the farm in Middle Tennessee, we would work a field for a few years and then sow it in clover or alfalfa or some other crop to allow the field to return to its natural fertility. Of course, today, commercial fertilizers are used for the same purpose. Is it possible the Lord was telling the Jews how to take care of their land so that it would continue to bear precious fruit? The seventh year was a time when the poor could take crops from the farms which were lying fallow. Small grains, such as wheat and barley, would reseed themselves and provide some food for the poor. This passage and many others in the Old Testament show how much God cared for the needy. There were even arrangements for the poor to glean the corners of the field and what had been trampled under the feet of the ones who harvested the crops. The poor could pick up fruit which had fallen to the ground. All of this was done to demonstrate God's care for the poor and to teach the Israelites to be compassionate in helping others. The book of Psalms reinforces what I have read to you from Exodus 23. Blessed is he who considers the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. Psalm 41:1. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Psalm 82:3. The Sabbath of years was also designed to provide for the beasts of the field. That which volunteered to grow the seventh year would help to keep a good supply for wildlife. Why would God be concerned about the animals? There are a number of good reasons, but one of them was that they were and are His creatures. In our Lord's Sermon on the Mount, Jesus taught that God cares for the lilies of the field and for the fowls of the air. Matthew 6:25-28. Besides, the welfare of man and that of beasts are inextricably woven together. God wants us to take care of all His creatures. We should want to do that. My friends, we thank you for listening. May our Father continue to bless you.